three, two, one.
I think that was perfect.
I think that was fine. Okay.
We're going to do another clap when we introduce the show. But
okay.
Are you just... in mono?
Yes, I'm in mono.
Just in case, you never know.
Okay. All right, so here's my idea at the moment for
the YouTube
a live thing. Broadcast of this.
I like when you say live, you say live.
Live!
All right, I'm ready. Okay. Let's go.
Here's what we do.
Okay.
So I have OBS open right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing in the settings, uh-huh. the broadcast settings, uh-huh. that you can select the streaming service you want.
Uh-huh.
And one of them is YouTube.
Oh.
So that seems to indicate to me that it's possible to do this kind of like we do on Twitch.
But why would we need OBS if it's just our voice?
Well, I don't know how else to broadcast live on
YouTube live. It's like there's like a group thing you can do. Hold on. Google Hangout, and then it's like a live. Hold on.
Google Hangout? What?
Yes, hold on. I looked at this before.
YouTube stream key.
YouTube live podcast. 10 ways to use YouTube.
You need to be a YouTube partner to stream. So to get partnered, it's pretty easy nowadays. Okay.
Well, I don't think we have time to become
a... All right, well, we're going to try. Go to your channel settings. And then features. Additional features. All right, our copyright status, is it a smiley face?
That's good.
And our community guideline status is also at a smiley face, so that probably means something.
I feel like there was a way to do this. Like, I remember hearing about YouTube. No, Google Hangout.
Live streaming.
Live.
I need to enable it, right?
Hangout on air. Yes, yes, you do that.
Okay. They're going to call my phone, I guess.
Yeah!
All right. This is fun.
Okay, yeah, hold on. There's a way to do it. With YouTube Live, if you have Hangouts on air events, then you can start a Hangout and, yeah.
All right, I'm verifying with my... All right, did you hear that?
I heard the ding. Is that your phone? All right.
Yeah.
I don't think this is possible.
We're gonna do it.
Okay, but how are we gonna, like, get the video to show up?
I don't think we're allowed to show the video.
This is hard.
3, 4, 9. Oh, I shouldn't say this out loud. Hey, alright, our YouTube account is now verified.
Yeah.
There is a live streaming checklist. Set up encoding software. Before you can start streaming on YouTube, you need to download encoding software and then set it up. Learn about live verified encoders and our guide to encoding. I think that's OBS, because we're just going to use OBS, because we already set that up. There sure is a lot to do.
Oh, good. I feel like there's a way to, like... Okay, so, like, let's say our stream hosts the event, right? But then we can, like, talk over that somehow. Shouldn't there be a way to do that?
Like, we host it, like you host on Twitch?
Yeah, like, we basically put their stream on ours, and then we can talk over it.
We could have it open on our end. Like, we could use OBS and use a window capture.
That's really complicated.
Not really. It's the same as streaming a game, pretty much.
Okay. Oh, right, no, I get it.
We're doing it. All right, that's how we're going to do it.
But how are we both going to talk at the same time?
Hopefully your audio will just appear on my end. Right?
Yeah! Well, like, how does my audio get to you, though? I don't understand how that works.
It's magic.
Okay.
Hang on.
I'm gonna look for Reddit questions for today while you...
while I'm doing it.
while you figure all this out.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Just try. We need a title.
For our...
For the live stream? Broadcast. Time Bat Show presents...
The old switcheroo.
Oh, good. We're off to a really good start. This is like fire.
Is that a good name?
No, that's exactly what we needed.
Make okay. sure to spell old like apostrophe OL, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, good idea. The old switcheroo.
I think we got something good going on here.
Look, you can even like link to it. You can see stream health.
Good. What's our stream health?
It's not at anything right now. But all right, hang on. We're all right. I am just gonna open. A YouTube stream.
Readers of Reddit.
We're going to watch the Southwest Florida Eagle cam.
Good. That's what I wanted to do.
Me too. It's not working yet.
You can't see the bald eagle.
I'm gonna need a second.
It's fine.
Hey, this looks pretty good.
So you're gonna like watch the video.
Live. No, this is going to be a live broadcast, and I'm going to send you the live link.
Okay. And then I'm going to join in to it or something?
I'm not sure what happens after that.
That's the best part. We should do a test run first.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure that we're all on the same page here.
No, I mean, we're going to go live. Like... But it's a test live.
Just don't tell anyone about
it. Just don't say anything. Like, people could watch this.
Good.
We're live. Okay.
We are?
Yeah, we're live on YouTube.
You're live. I'm not live.
No, your audio is making the bar move.
Is what?
Your audio is making the audio bar move, so you're live, too. Here, I'll send you the link.
How am I live?
Go. Go there.
Doesn't make any sense. What?
We're live.
It doesn't make any sense, right?
It's the Eagle. It's Pritchett Real Estate. Open it.
Why? How is this working? I don't understand.
Can you hear it?
Yes, I heard my voice. How does it work? I don't understand.
I told you it would work. This is great, isn't it? Do you see the eagle?
Yes, I see.
See, we're commenting. See, we're doing the commenting thing.
Like, I don't understand see, how this is working, though.
You see, as the like mother eagle is crouched over her.
How do you? But how do you? What is happening? How did you do this? I still don't understand what happened. It's how do you have as the eagle with us on the eagle?
It's the same
what
as.
Did you do?
Wait, all right, I'm going to minimize because this might. All right.
I'm sorry. What I is, got really confused.
It's okay. Here. You're going to see the screen change in just a second. Oh, I'm dropping right. frames.
I'll drop it's got like, because there's so many things going on right now.
Yes.
I see the eagle.
Do you see him?
I see the eagle. I still don't understand how this is working.
I mean, this is live. This is how we're going to do it.
This is fantastic. I thought it'd be a lot more complicated.
We could theoretically do this to every episode. Oh, like, the instant we start, we could just turn this on.
We could turn the eagle on.
No, I mean...
Yeah, we could.
It could be, like, just a...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. Because then, like, literally...
People could tune in.
And we're still recording on Audacity and all that stuff. We still have the podcast audio there, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, this is something we could actually sort of do every time.
Yeah.
It's something to think about.
No, I think we should definitely do it.
We could also...
What?
We could add our podcasts to this channel.
To our YouTube channel that you just made?
We've had this all along.
We have? Oh.
Yeah. We have a Google Plus account.
Well, how do we... We have all these accounts that I never knew we had.
Social media.
How do we add audio there though? That doesn't make sense. Like it's audio. I guess
I have to use that. I have to use that command line program.
Okay, so hold on. We have to treat this like an episode. We got to explain what that thing was that you did that one time. Remember?
Okay, so like months ago, we were working on a different audio project for a forum.
Yes.
And the We were trying to figure out how to store the audio on the internet because we didn't want to pay for hosting back then.
Even though we do now, but yeah.
Yeah, we do now, but back then we didn't. And so we thought maybe we'll put it on YouTube. And the solution was there's this crazy like command line video conversion, audio video conversion tool called FFmpeg.
And, you just
and basically, it takes an audio file and turns it into a video. It just uses a random image as the video.
We used like a smiley face
portion. Yeah, we used like an MS Paint smiley face.
It was perfect.
It was excellent.
It really sums up the show that we do here.
Do you see the eagle?
I see the eagle. I'm gonna close. We
could tweet this link onto the Twitter.
The Twitter
and people. Yeah, on people could click this and watch it.
Don't do it now.
No, this is great, but...
Okay, so we're gonna do, for those of you just tuning in, I can say that now because we're technically live, right?
Hey, look, I can even do stuff like this, like,
I don't know.
Hey there, guys.
You're like talking to our audience that we don't have.
A message. Yeah, wait and see if you'll see it.
Have you noticed that you have like a specific voice you do when you're like
talking as the eagle?
No, when you're like talking as like a third person, you're like, "Hey there."
Yes, I'm aware.
I don't see your live chat thing.
You should. It's a notepad.
Oh, there it is. I see it.
So we
wow,
can even,
look at you.
You can do all kinds of stuff. All right,
let's do a really quick episode of this.
Okay.
Traditional for our traditional listeners, you know, our Nebraska audience isn't going to like the live stuff, probably. So for our traditional,
yeah, they're probably a little too, you know.
Yeah, they're just they keep it old school. They just do.
They're a little more conservative.
Yeah, they keep it old school.
Yeah.
So we'll just do a regular episode. We'll do a short one, and then later tonight at what time? 11 p.m. Is that?
Do you want to do it at like 10:30?
Yeah, like start it then.
Just to make sure we get ready.
We'll start it at 10:30, which is like 30 minutes prior, and we'll talk for 30 minutes lead up, and then we'll like watch the event live and blah 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 blah.
Do you know how long this event's gonna be?
I have no idea.
Like, it could be
like 2 minutes. It also could be like
an hour.
An hour, yeah. It's hard to say.
They haven't announced that they're doing like a direct or something.
No, it's going to be a live thing and they're going to talk about the Switch. I don't know, man. We'll see.
That sounds fun. Should I leave this up while we do this?
Yes, you should. Actually, you should tweet it out.
Should I?
Yes,
sure.
I think you should. Well, right. Maybe not. Hold on.
I mean, it's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. I feel like I want some more questions first. Let me just get one more, and then you can tweet it out, and then we can do the show proper.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, do we have trivia?
No, we're skipping that today.
Okay, no trivia today.
We're just going to do a couple of Reddit questions, and then, you know, whatever else strikes your fancy, and then be done.
I have a weird news story.
Oh, good. I don't have one yet. Okay, this is it. All right, I got them now. I got 4 good ones. Well, not really good ones, but good
enough.
That's
fine.
Tweet the thing out. Let's just do it. Whatever.
All right.
Do it on our Twitter. I can really hear that keyboard jamming away.
Yeah, they're going to learn to love that keyboard sound.
This is going
to
be a very strange episode because we're kind of just improvising it here. I mean, we do that every episode, but like, this is more free form than I'm used to.
Yes.
This is like super free form. This might be our worst episode.
It might be our best.
That's true.
All right, what should I make the tweet? And we're live.
Yeah, sure. That sounds great. All right, you ready? We should, you know, introduce the show proper now.
Okay, wait. I haven't tweeted.
Hold on. I'm waiting. We should do this every time, though.
All right, I tweeted it.
Yeah.
People could.
All right, now you have to introduce it. Now people are watching right now.
Should we do the 3-2-1 like we always do?
No, we're good. I'm just I'm keeping the whole thing running. I'm going to upload this whole thing.
All right.
To the internet.
Okay. Hello, and welcome to the Time Bat Show. Thank you for putting up with us thus far in this quote, like air quote episode, air quote. My name is Bat Snacks.
Oh, and I'm Tyrese.
And
this is, let's call this episode like 17.5. How about that?
Yeah, this is episode 17 Prime.
Oh, I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, 17 Prime. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And later.
And we are here live on YouTube with an image. Well, not an image, a live video of a South Florida eagle and her
young
little baby eagle.
Yes.
And
it looks the same as we did when we turned it on.
Yeah. So how's it going?
I'm doing well. We're gonna try another live episode later tonight with the Nintendo Switch event reveal. Which may end up being a total wash, but we will find out. That's why we're doing this now. We're testing the waters, essentially.
Yes.
Right?
And it's sort of looking like this could maybe sort of work later.
Maybe sort of work later. Yeah. So we're going to do a pretty short episode today. Mm-hmm. Well, it's already been 20 minutes since we started recording. So if you're watching this or if you're listening to this on the internet, I'm sorry about the 20 minutes of random crap. It was probably somewhat entertaining, though.
I hope so.
So what's going on with you? Anything new?
So we tried to do this an hour earlier, but
you were sleeping.
Right before we were about to start, I decided to just close my eyes for 5 minutes and just take it easy. And
an hour later.
I slept for an hour.
And I texted you like 8 times.
Yes, and you called, and I didn't hear any of it.
Which I thought you had set your phone to like. You have like a setting where like it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I have a kill switch for, and I usually turn it on after work just so that I don't have to deal with
anything.
Anybody.
Yeah. But I thought you'd done that. Like, oh, he's off the grid. We're not getting another episode ever again.
I mean, my phone was in my pocket, so it should have woken me up, but I don't know if it was because I was really asleep or if.
I thought you were going to like ghost me. Like, basically, like. I'm done with the podcast, but I'm not telling you.
I'm moving away. I'm going to Albuquerque.
And then, like, I will never hear from you again. And people will, like... And then we'd get, like, cult status, right? As a podcast, because we only did, like, 17 episodes or so. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think that's pretty optimistic, but...
Well, that's what happens with, like, old TV shows that have, like, a really short run.
Like, yeah, like Firefly?
Yeah. They get really popular after they're over because it's like, oh, they're not making any more. So that would happen. Yeah.
Like, wow, whatever happened to Bat Snacks? He disappeared that day. Stopped.
Like, and I would make a like follow-up episode after you disappeared like 2 or 3 weeks later with just me. And it would be very somber and be like, I'm sorry, the podcast is canceled. I don't know what happened. Bat Snacks, he didn't answer his phone one day and I never heard from him again. And then
we were supposed to do a show.
And then we'd be, like, on the news. Well, not on the news, but we'd be, like, on some news websites. Like, the mysterious story of the Time Bat Show, you know?
That would be great.
Unsolved mysteries.
So you know how a lot of cult films and TV shows, their user base has, like, a name that they call themselves. Like, for Firefly fans call themselves Browncoats because... Yeah. What would our users call themselves?
I don't even want to like entertain that question.
No, I think we should. I think this might be a good question.
I don't know. It needs to be like catchy, you know, and it has to kind of relate to stuff we say.
How about?
I'm ready.
All the ones I'm thinking of don't really.
Just shout out the first thing on your mind. Even if it doesn't make sense.
I think my favorite joke we've ever made has been food, dude, and nude.
Nudies.
The nude dudes. That's our user base.
I feel like that would have some overlap with some other groups out there.
Yeah, but we would really own it, and whenever you heard nude dudes, you'd think of the Time Bat Show.
Oh, good. That's exactly what I'd like to associate with our show. Nude dudes. We'd get a lot of, like, nudist Twitter followers or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be... that would be great. I'm not going with that name. I'm not digging it. I'm not feeling it.
What else could we do?
We could do something off the name of the show, right? Baddies.
The baddies. B-A-D-D-I-S.
No, not that. Never mind. I was going with TT, but that's okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I got nothing.
I mean, if it's nothing, the nude dudes is going to stick.
All right. Well, I guess you've accidentally done it then. If we do ever gain something like that, it's going to be that one.
Okay.
And then I will be pretty annoyed with you. I'll be.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll be like one of those, you know how like... Some people have, like, a fan base, but they, like, don't like their fan base, like, at all.
Yeah.
Like, that'll be me in that scenario, you know? Like, really resentful, like, you guys like us for the wrong reasons or something, you know? You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I guess that's it then. Food. I don't like that, but that's fine.
I don't like it either.
You said you had a story to share on this episode.
Yeah, let me try something real quick.
Oh, great.
So
you have to bear with us because we're doing this live. We can say that now, remember?
The news story I have, I'll put it up on the live feed real quick.
Oh, brother.
Oh, yeah. The story is robot kill switches and legal status. MEPs endorse AI proposal. Basically, the story is a European Parliament committee voted in favor of a report that would grant legal status to robots, categorizing them as electronic persons, and they would gain certain rights.
What? Where was this?
This was in Europe. I don't know where.
Europe.
Yes. Huh. They're voting on it soon, and so some of the ones... I'll give some of the things they're mentioning specifically. So some of the things they're saying is the most sophisticated autonomous robots could be established as having the status of electronic persons with specific rights and obligations, including that of making good any damage they cause. So, like, if a robot cuts your arm off, he needs to...
Or crashes into your car or something.
Or crashes into your car, the robot is apparently legally obligated to make good on that damage if this is, you know, done.
Right. Weird. So they're like persons almost, a subset of persons.
The rules also state a robot may not harm humanity or, by inaction, allow humanity to come to harm.
That's just the Asimov's law.
Thanks. Yes.
Does it really say that?
No, it really says that.
No, it doesn't. You're lying.
It does. No, really? It's on the live feed. Look, there's a GIF of the Terminator movie right next to it.
I love how they're using the Terminator as, like, an example of, like, robots dealing harm to us. So that's actually part of the law, huh?
Yes.
The problem with that is that robots don't know they're doing any of these things.
So I think this is totally stupid and ridiculous. This is what happens when people that don't understand robots, like, watch too many movies and they have jobs as lawmakers. It's like...
Like, the robot doesn't know they're doing something wrong. They're not even sure... They don't even know they're doing anything.
They don't know.
They don't know anything. They don't know. They don't have a brain. So all this is doing is basically compelling the people that make the robots to ensure that the robots are able to detect when they've done something wrong and, like, rectify it. But the robot still doesn't know it's doing anything wrong. It's just used following its programming. You know what I mean?
Okay, one of the people adds, a robot is not a human and will never be a human. A robot can show empathy but cannot feel empathy. Okay, she's on there, but she also says... Where is it? I was reading it earlier.
Robots are not.
There will be a cooperation.
At this state, they're not humans.
They should be made to look emotionally dependent. You must never think that a robot is human, that he loves you or he is sad.
That's a law. That's going to be the law?
Yes.
What? That doesn't even make any sense. How are you going to, like... What? So robots aren't allowed to be sad.
They're not allowed to look sad.
But
of course they're never going to be sad, but
well, no. Okay, so this is completely clashing because on one end they're like, "Oh, robots have rights," but on the other end they're like, "But they're not allowed to be sad." Like, you can't have, like, if you're make under the assumption that a robot can, like, feel things and know things, then you got to allow them to be sad. But if you disregard the notion that they can feel things, which I'm doing, then the sad thing is, like, it's an irrelevant point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're, I don't know, it just sounds like they watched a bunch of sci-fi movies, and they're like, let's make some laws about robots. Like, without even, like, thinking about it at all.
Yeah, like, they read a short story by Asimov, they watched iRobot.
Exactly, I know, I knew we were on the same page. Yeah. They watched iRobot too many times. They bought a book by Asimov and then, like, skimmed it a little and then threw it away. Yeah. And then they're like, we need to write some robot laws. And then they did it. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Besides, we've already outlined in previous episodes how robots can attain personhood rights.
Remember? Yes.
They have to,
Well, they have to be really good at Go.
They have to be able to write music.
And they have to be able to impersonate a 14-year-old Norwegian boy.
Yep, that's it. And once that happens, then we don't even have to think about WAS until that happens. And it's not going to happen for a long time, so...
I mean, robots have already done those things, you know, on their own.
I mean, like, all together in a convincing package.
Yes. It needs to look like the iRobot.
And then,
in order to pass.
That's true. The other thing is they have to be able to, like, do things without being prompted, right? So, like, in a robot situation where you're trying to, like, get it to pass, like, a Turing test or something, the robot is programmed specifically to know that it's going to get questions and it's supposed to respond with answers, right?
Yeah, it's like a stimulus response thing.
Yeah, it's like they have all the context they need in order to use the... to answer the questions correctly. A real robot, or a real AI that could, like, think about things should be able to not have to, like, switch modes of, like a programmer comes over and goes, all right, he's going to be in question and answer mode now. You know what I mean? Because that's not conscious. That's someone else is just flipping some switches. You know what I mean? Like, a real robot would need to be able to, like, oh, someone's talking to me. I need to go. I need to have a conversation. Or, oh, I'm playing Go now. I need to play Go now. Or, oh, I need to impersonate a boy for some reason. You know, I need to write a song or whatever. You know, they need to be able to move into these modes without having to, like, you know.
Yeah, like, if you leave it on just by itself, it should get bored and just do things.
Yeah. Yeah.
On its own accord.
And then if I walk up to it and I bring a Go table, it should be like, all right, let's play. You know? And I don't need to, like, hit a button to be like, oh, let's play a game mode, or click another button and be like, let's talk mode. You know? Like, it should just know these things.
Yeah.
You know, it should be self kind of regulating, as it were. I think they're writing these laws, honestly, for self-driving cars.
But... what about the one that says it can't look sad?
I don't know why that... that's probably one of the lawmakers, like you said, watched, like, iRobot a little too many times and was like, I'm getting in on this law.
This is dangerous.
It needs to not look sad, because I saw iRobot, and the sad robot is murder something here, whatever. Even though that's not what actually happened in the movie. But
there was also one of the laws was that all the robots need to have a kill switch, which, you know, I mean, all electronic devices should, but...
like, you could turn it off whenever? Okay, so here's the other problem, right? If we're giving robots rights, like person rights, then we're also saying that it has certain inalienable rights or whatever, but we can murder it whenever we want. Like, something about that just doesn't...
like, we need to establish this as a human, as a person,
but,
with rights, but one of the laws is that we need to be able to kill it
whenever
anytime,
we want. Yeah, it's just something
without discrimination.
Like, there's some kind of, like, mental incongruity there. Like, there's some problem in their thinking.
Yeah, like, we need to establish this as an electronic person, but it's not allowed to look sad.
And we can kill it whenever we want. Like, there's something... somebody isn't, like, thinking this all the way through. There's some, like, problem, you know? There's some mental incongruity there, I think. That's what it sounds like to me.
Do you know what I bet this is? I bet you there's some, like, really... far away Eastern European country that is, like, really bored right now with their laws. They're like, you know what? We're going to be relevant.
Yeah. Or they're like, let's get ahead of the game with the robot stuff. Let's draft this shit now. You know?
Yeah, it's like a village in Slovenia or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and they just watch, like, old science fiction movies all day. Really bad ones. That's all they do.
They're going to set the precedent for AI.
For robot laws, AI laws.
For robot laws, yeah.
But no, seriously, with, like, the self-driving car stuff, that gets kind of hairy, though, if you think about it, right?
Like the laws? As far as accountability and who's responsible.
Yeah, like the ethical question of who's responsible. And, like, if there's a car going down the road, I think about this a lot because it's, like, I don't know, it's a problem that, like, they're not really solving.
But
it's going to be a problem, like... if a self-driving car is driving down the road, right? and there's like a car in front of it, right? And that car like slams on its brakes for whatever reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's also a self-driving car. Maybe it's a person, whatever. The car that is driving has a choice to make, right? They could either slam on their brakes and probably, you know, tailbone, you know, tail end it, you know, hit it.
Yeah.
Or they could swerve. But then, yeah. like, imagine if there's, like, a person or another car in the lanes next to them, you know, on the sidewalk or something, or a bicyclist or whatever. Then they have to make this quick, like, ethical calculation of, like, okay, is it best for me to swerve and endanger somebody else, or brake and endanger myself and the person in front of me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And well, my passenger.
And my passenger, exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, I don't know what to do. And then the other thing is, like, does the car prioritize third parties, like, that are not involved in, like, does it prioritize, like, pedestrians or cyclist safeties over their own passengers, or does it prioritize their own passenger? Because if it prioritizes their own passenger, like, there could be some situations where it, like, mows down, like, a bunch of
50 people,
like, to protect whoever is in the passenger seat, right? So it's yeah. like, and not that it shouldn't prioritize its passenger, because it's a consumer product, and, you know, people aren't going to buy it if it's like, oh yeah, we'll kill you if we need to protect somebody. But, you know, like, there's no right there's no easy answer there, you know.
Okay, so there's a robot car, and it's driving along in California, mm-hmm. and there's a fork in the road.
Okay.
On the right side of the fork is a bunch of scarecrows. On the left side of the fork is a bunch of humans. It's the same thing to a robot.
Yes, it'll identify them. They'll both look like humans to it.
So what is the robot going to do?
I think it will go... If I'm keeping up with the news of how Google is ethicizing their, like, they're adding the protocols in, I think mm-hmm. it'll go with whoever's the least, like, whoever's, like, if, like, side A has, like, 6 people, and side B has, like, 5, it's gonna go with 5, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like, if there are more scarecrows than humans,
then it's fine.
No, it's bad, because it's gonna kill the humans. But if there's more humans than scarecrows, it's like, all right, we'll murder some scarecrows now. Because that doesn't know. You know. I think that's how it would do it, but I don't know. That's a really, like, mathematical way of thinking about ethics, though. I don't like that way at all.
Yeah, it's not a good way to think about ethics.
If we're getting philosophical here, like, that is, like, an awful way of thinking about, like, if your worldview is just like, oh, I'm going to save the most people, or whatever, like, that's no. Like... That way, if that was the case, like, there could be, like, a mass murderer running down the road, like, with a knife or something, right? And mm-hmm. it could be like, oh, I don't want to run over the mass murderer, and it, like, swerves and, like, hits a dog or something. Like, you know, I'd rather it, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, a computer can't make that ethical, like, you know, there's too many variables there. You know, we as humans aren't, like, thinking about it as, like, oh, that's one person, and that's two, so I'm going to save the two and sacrifice the one. You know, we don't think about it like that.
Okay, so I was reading on the news semi-recently, and I think we talked about this while we were together over Christmas, but there was a self-driving car that the human passenger was decapitated, and the car kept driving, and it kept driving a while. Like, it got to the destination with a decapitated
really?
Man.
How did it... Wow. How did it
I mean,
do that?
The car didn't know that the man was decapitated.
See, that's the problem. Like, it doesn't really
know. It
didn't
think anything was wrong.
Like, that's the problem that I don't think people realize about, like, computers. Like, they don't know anything. Like, they know nothing. Like, if something goes wrong and the computer misses the thing that went wrong, they'll just continue to operate like nothing is wrong. And, like, yes. I imagine, like, this is how, like, the war in, like, Terminator starts, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
There's, like, this snowball effect where, like, the robots are like, everything's fine, and there's, like, mass hysteria everywhere, right? And they're like, everything's fine because my program doesn't say that if there's an explosion, there's a problem. It just says, like, if my driver's in trouble, there's a problem. And my driver's fine right now, even though he might be, like, dead. But, like, his butt is still on the seat, so the pressure sensor is, like, assuming that he's fine. And then there's just, like, a giant snowball effect where every robot thinks everything's cool, but the world is, like, exploding, you know. You know what I mean? And they're like, well, everything's fine. I'm reading the vitals of my guy or whatever, you know.
And if a robot does make a mistake, once a robot makes one mistake, it can't make another correct mistake until it's turned off and back on again. Like, there is no such thing as recovering from a mistake if you're a robot.
No, and that's why, you know, and people should know this because they use computers every single day, right? And whenever a computer crashes, you might ask yourself, well, I couldn't just recover from that. And a lot of times the answer is because it made a mistake, and then, like, there's no getting back from that. And it just literally had to turn itself off to rectify what happened. So, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, people don't realize the robots have, like, there's no context. AI has no context of what's going on. They're just using their input they're getting. And if the programmer that programmed them forgot a couple inputs that might be necessary, the robot just won't even be aware of that, you know? And be like, oh.
Yeah, like, a person might drive good 90% of the time and the other 10% of the time make mistakes, but that 10% of the time they're making mistakes, they'll correct the errors as they go.
They'll make a mistake and then they'll be like, all right, I need to be better now.
Yeah, a robot might be 99.9% of the time driving good, but that 0.01% of the time it makes a mistake is going to be an ugly mistake.
It's making mistake after mistake. Like
it's
going
to crash into someone.
Like
it's going to put the foot on the gas, and it's going to just...
No, it, like, turns... It turns the wrong way. Like, the map has not been updated, right? So it, like, turns into an off-ramp that doesn't exist anymore. It careens over into, like, a mall. And then it just starts plowing through, like, everyone in the mall. But according to its map, like, the car is on the road, you know, fine. And it's like, this is cool, everyone. And it doesn't know that there's anything wrong because it thinks that it's fine. It thinks it's on the road. It made one mistake and everything else is kaput.
Turn right at fork in the road and it just, like, plows through 50 more people in the mall.
It's fine. This is fine. Like, that's my fear of robots and self-driving cars. I don't know. There's going to have to be some big safety features in this thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, when I do get one, I'm going to... I'll probably have one whenever it comes, you know, whenever
it's sussed out. Yeah, I mean, I'll want one.
But
yeah,
I'm going to, like,
wanna test
the
it.
First, like, year or two, at least, I'm going to sit in that passenger seat, and I'm going to be awake the whole... Like, I'm not going to sleep. You know, I am being, you know... Like, I want to override if I need to. You know? It's scary.
Yeah, I mean, people will probably say that a simple solution is, you know, if the car feels a bump, it needs to just come to a stop. It's not that simple.
Because
coming to a stop can be just as bad as...
That's the other thing, right? There's so many variables, and, like, as a human, you're making split-second decisions based on life experience. Robots don't have any life experience. Their life experience is only what their programmers have decided that is relevant to them, which we don't actually know what life experiences are relevant to us as drivers. I mean, all of our life experiences are relevant, you know, like... I've, you know, lived 29 years or whatever, like, that all accumulates into, like, how I approach a problem when I'm driving or anywhere else. A robot doesn't have any of that. It just knows what its programmers have told it. And if the programmer forgot some important things, like, tough luck, you know?
Or if there was a mistake inputting a certain thing.
What was I just going to talk about? What did you say right before that? I feel like I had a point.
So robots... If they're wrong once, they don't correct their mistakes.
Yeah, you said something
mistakes.
Like right before that, and I forgot what it was.
Okay, so if a robot... If there is, like, a thing where if it detects a collision, it immediately comes to a stop.
Oh, yeah, the bump thing. The problem with that, right, is there's some situations when you're driving where it's safest to just ride through a barrier or whatever. Like, not that, like, you should, like, run over somebody, but, like, if there's something in the road... And stopping or braking and swerving is a lot of times a lot more dangerous than just plowing through it. And granted, like, plowing through it is bad, but, like, plowing through it and applying the brakes slowly is a lot safer than swerving out of the way or, like, stopping really fast and, like, getting all the cars behind you to ram into you, you know?
Yeah, like, for example, in Florida, we frequently have flooded roads, and when you hit a giant puddle in your car, it sort of feels like an impact. It would set off a pressure sensor.
Yeah.
But if you stop in the middle of a puddle, your engine is going to die.
Yeah.
Because
it'll
get flooded.
Yeah. Water.
Like, you're much better off just driving through it.
Yeah. And, like, that's the thing. Like, robots are going to need all this information.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you there's stuff they'll forget to give them relevant information for. And there'll just be a lot of patches, you know, of like, oh, we forgot this thing. And in the meantime, while they figure out all the important things for Carr to know, there's going to be a lot of accidents. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, you know?
Okay, yeah, like, think about Austin. You have a lot of roads that are on top of other roads.
Yes.
Through, like overpasses shit. And...
Yeah.
It's like a spaghetti city. Mm-hmm. Cars and satellite GPS units cannot detect height.
Like, at all.
It doesn't know which of the roads that you're on.
No.
So you can get stuck in infinite loops.
It frequently thinks, my GPS thinks that I'm, like, on a highway. When I'm not on the highway, I'm, like, under it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could just be like, oh, we're good. And then it'd be like, oh, keep going around in the circle forever or whatever.
Yeah, your GPS could think that you're on one road, could see that you're suddenly on another road, and could think that your car flipped or something. Yeah. And
meanwhile, you're asleep, you know, because
you're like, you went off the road.
You're taking a nap because you're going into work. And you wake up, you know, 10 hours later or something. And you're like,
and you're riding around in a circle.
Yeah, or you're in the middle of a ditch because you ran out of gas and careened off the road or something. I don't know. You know, you're in Nevada randomly. You're
like, where there's a lot of problems.
There are a lot. There are a lot. Okay. We talked about AI for a while, but that's good. You want to get into some quick questions, and then we'll, like I said, we're calling this pretty early show because we're going to do
okay. Yeah, let's do a few questions.
Do you have any today? If you don't, I have like 5.
I don't have any.
Okay.
I was busy with the eagle.
The eagle has landed. Oh.
I mean, we're still live.
Did you send that tweet? Did you tweet it like
Yeah, I think I tweeted
it. Did you say the eagle has landed, though?
Oh, should I say that now?
No, it's fine. Next time the eagle has landed. That's like our call sign for like the podcast going live.
Got it.
Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense to me.
Okay, quick one. What movie changes the plot if you add an R somewhere in the title? Pick your favorite movie. Or just any movie that you like.
Okay, Seabiscuit. Let's make it Searbiscuit.
I feel like we've talked about Seabiscuit before.
Have we?
Searbiscuit, like S-E-A-R biscuit?
Yes, like you're searing the biscuit in the cast iron skillet.
So Searbiscuit is about a cook, an aspiring cook, right? Because every movie needs an aspiration or old character.
Maybe this is a food TV original...
series, like a Food Network thing.
A Food Network original movie on the life of a celebrity chef.
Yeah. Who likes biscuits a lot.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, I'm thinking of one in particular, but we talk about her all the time.
Guy Fieri? Oh, who is it? Who is it?
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen. We don't talk about Paula Deen that much. Oh, yeah. See, because she makes biscuits. She likes southern cooking.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's searing the biscuits.
She's searing the biscuits.
What would a seared biscuit taste like?
Probably good? Question mark.
I don't think it would cook all the way through.
Yeah, like if you had just a raw biscuit and threw it in a pan.
Like, because when you sear like a steak or a tuna, like you sear, like the top and the bottom are cooked and then the middle is like raw. So a seared biscuit would be like golden brown on the outside and like dough.
Raw. That's how I like it. I like my biscuits nice and rare.
It'd be like doughy in the middle. This sounds like a hippie, hipster restaurant, Searbiscuit.
Yeah.
Where they have a lot of raw foods.
Yeah, and their specialty is Searbiscuit.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, but the dough is not made with, like, ingredients that would make you sick when they're raw. It's just, like, natural dough, like, made without eggs, raw eggs, you know. It's like vegan or something. I don't know.
It sounds gross.
Well, yeah. Searbiscuit. Can I ask you why the movie is called Seabiscuit for a second?
The horse's name is Seabiscuit.
I understand that, but why is Seabiscuit a name? Like, why is that?
I can't answer that. Like, it's a horrible name.
What is a Seabiscuit?
It sounds gross.
Is it like a real thing? Because if I Google Seabiscuit, I'm just going to see the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Do you understand my question here?
I understand. This is something that's bothered me ever since I heard about that horse.
So you've thought about this before?
Yeah, I've thought about why did they name the horse
Seabiscuit. So this is like a historical problem that you've had before.
Yes.
Well, like, maybe there's like a sea, like I could think of like a sea creature that might be called a Seabiscuit.
But why how does the horse relate to the sea creature that looks like a biscuit?
Because, like, there's sea cucumber. That's a thing, right? Sea cucumber.
Yeah, but that's not, like, a horse thing.
I'm starting, like, high level here and then working.
Okay, all right. So we've got sea cucumbers.
Yeah, sea cucumber. So someone is like, oh, that's a sea cucumber. And then they find, like, a biscuit-shaped animal in the ocean, and they're like, "That, well, there's a cucumber. It looks like a biscuit. I'm going to call it a sea biscuit." So now we have a sea biscuit, and
it's like a sand dollar.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, right?
Like, I don't think that's what
it is. Sand dollars kind of look like sea biscuits, like biscuits. The biscuit of the
sea. Yeah, like a tea biscuit, sort of.
Yeah, like a British version.
Maybe that's what it is, then.
So, okay. So, the guy who discovered sea biscuits named them, and then someone else was like, dude, those are sand dollars. Like, we already have a name for them. They're called sand dollars. They're not sea biscuits. But the guy was really into the name sea biscuit. He, like, liked it a lot. Fast forward, like, 20, 30 years. He's old. He inherited a bunch of money or something. He buys a horse, and out of respect for his old marine biology roots, he names the horse sea biscuit.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that's the word.
It's sort of like whimsical. It reminds him of the olden times.
Yeah. And he really liked the name. Is it ever explained in the movie?
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Tobey Maguire's in that, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He got really skinny for that.
Oh, yeah, he got, like, jockey skinny.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of Citizen Kane. Like, it's no worse a name than Rosebud.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Rosebud's more sensical, though.
I mean, Seabiscuit makes sense when you explain it like you did.
If it exists, but it doesn't exist. Like, I'm just assuming it exists.
Like, that's definitely not why the horse
is not why it's named Seabiscuit. There isn't an old marine biologist man who named a sea dollar Seabiscuit, and then later in his life he bought a horse and named it the same thing. Like, that's not actually what happened.
But yeah, that would make sense.
Okay, what would be a terrible ice cream flavor?
Do you have one in mind?
Sea biscuit.
Yes.
Not the horse, the actual sea creature. But also, like, both of them.
Like, it would never be a good flavor, is the point.
It's a mix. It's a mix of horse and sand dollar.
And sea biscuit.
Yeah, like, any way you think of it, it's not
a good It's thing. Never going to be a good flavor.
I feel like this is a terrible question because, like, any gross thing is a terrible flavor of ice cream. You know what I mean?
Yeah, on Iron Chef once, they made trout ice cream. That sounds, like, real gross.
For real?
Yeah, they did.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. Nasty.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, I don't know why, but have you noticed that, like, trout is, like, the go-to, like, gross flavor for things? Like, trout in and of itself is fine. Like, if you eat it as, like, a fish, you know, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, it's the go-to flavor for, like, weird things. Like, I've heard of, like, trout, like, flavored, like, candy or something. I don't remember. Like, there's multiple things, and I don't know why they go to trout. Like, why pick trout?
Yeah, why not salmon?
Why not anything that isn't trout? Like, I don't understand. It's trout. So random. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, if they wanted to make weird ice cream on, like, Iron Chef, they could have picked, like, I don't know, something that doesn't work with ice cream, like potato ice cream.
Yeah, that, you know, I don't know, that might be okay.
Like, it wouldn't be good, but it would at least it wouldn't be good. Trout ice cream. Like, why did you pick trout ice cream? It's like, we don't make, like, meat ice cream. We don't make, you know, steak ice cream and chicken ice cream. But instead of that, they're like, oh, we don't want meat ice cream. We're going to go one step further. We're going to go trout ice cream. Like, we're going to go all the way to fish. You know?
I kind of get what he was thinking, like, with seafood and trout, sometimes you make, like, a bisque or, like, a cream-based stew. And cream is sort of like ice cream.
You're really reaching there.
That's a big stretch.
Okay, so if they wanted to do, like, a cream bisque kind of thing, then make, like, tomato ice cream. That is 100 million times more sensical. Because they have, like, tomato bisque, right? And, like, tomato, you know, tomato soup.
Yeah, it would still be bad, but it wouldn't be trout. But
some people would like tomato ice cream.
Yeah.
You know? It's a lot more lighter of a flavor. I wouldn't either, but it's. I would try it. I would not even smell trout ice cream.
You know? Trout, too, like, you can't dissolve. Trout is not soluble in cream.
It's like, there's gonna be, like, chunks of trout.
There's gonna be trout in your ice cream.
Like, how do you resolve that? Like, you don't. It's just, like, you eat it, and you're like, what am I eating here? Like, there's a piece of something in my ice cream. And they're like, oh, that's just ice or something.
That's just
like,
the trout.
And you're like, no, it's chewy, it's weird. And they're like, oh, it's probably the trout. The what? The what now? I feel like you wouldn't taste the trout until you got, like, a chunk of it.
Oh, I think you'd taste the trout. Trout is a pretty strong flavor.
I don't even know what trout tastes like.
It tastes like fish.
I know what fish tastes like, but I can't, like, imagine the flavor of trout. Like,
it's a pretty strong tasting fish.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had herring or, like, mackerel?
Yeah,
there's it is a.
I mean,
trout has a flavor.
I've had trout, but I just can't, like, cue up, like, oh, there's the trout flavor. You know, like, I can't think about it like that. So you think trout ice cream tastes like trout?
I think you'd taste the trout.
If you've ever had trout ice cream.
I've never.
Let us know. I'm asking her.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, viewers/listeners.
Oh, we can say viewers now. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, I mean, there might be someone watching this Eagle stream that we're commenting over.
Probably not, but you never know. Yeah, if you've tried trout ice cream, I wouldn't want to know. Because I would like to know what it tastes like. Like, I want to know if it tastes like trout or if it just tastes like ice cream with chunks of trout in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think the base is like vanilla and they just throw trout in there?
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, what else are they going to do, right?
They could do like lemon or something.
No. I feel like most ice cream they use like vanilla as a base and then they add stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's true, but just the thought of vanilla ice cream with trout.
So, do you think trout ice cream would be sweet at all? Or do you think it would be I mean, that's a good question, right?
Like, I mean, when I think of ice cream, I think sweet.
Sure, but, like, do you put sugar in trout ice cream?
I wouldn't make trout ice cream.
But if you had to, gun to your head, make trout ice cream, would you put sugar in it?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't feel good about it, but...
see, I wouldn't. I would try to get it to be the most... neutral trout flavor I can get. You know what I mean?
But that would be horrible.
Well, it would at least taste like trout.
Just think of like boiled trout. That's what the ice cream would be.
I don't want to mix trout with ice cream flavor, though. I don't want that to happen. You see what I'm saying? Like, I want it to taste as neutrally trout as possible. Because I don't
want
to
probably...
think I'm eating ice cream at the same time.
Yeah, I would probably do, like, some kind of, like, really strong, spicy-flavored cream sauce, maybe, so that you couldn't taste the trout.
Like cinnamon.
Or you would taste...
cinnamon.
No, like Tabasco.
In ice cream?
Yeah.
All right.
Just say you couldn't taste the fishiness of the trout.
At all. Like, you couldn't taste the trout at all.
Yeah, like, all you get is Tabasco and maybe horseradish.
I would eat Tabasco ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, it's like eating oysters. I mean, do people really enjoy the taste of oysters?
No, I don't.
I mean, I do, but a lot of people, you know, they
like, hey, you
they like the hot sauce. And
rhetorically, like, no one likes oysters, and then you're like, oh yeah, I do, though.
I sort of do.
But you just ask the question as if everyone hated oysters. You
know? I think a lot of people do.
No, I think most people don't like oysters. But yeah, I don't know. Okay, so you'd make like a Tabasco trout.
Yeah, Tabasco horseradish.
Yummy.
The same thing they do with oysters.
Sounds so good.
It might sell.
Because with oysters, they have to disguise the oyster flavor.
Yes.
People eat it. I think it would sell, trout ice cream. I think people would be like, that's really weird, I'm going to buy that.
Then they'd never buy it again.
Well, yeah,
but they'd buy it
but
once.
Who cares? Like, your business model isn't sustainable. It's just like a one-off, quick buck kind of thing, you know? Like,
yeah,
hey,
it'd be a special.
Yeah, we got trout, like Ben and Jerry, like, throws it out there, like, trout ice cream. It's like a month, like, limited to like 1 month, you know? Everyone buys it, they make like millions of dollars, and then they're like, well.
It's got like a trout on the. on the. on the container.
I imagine like a dead, like it's like out of the water and it's like one of its eyes is like looking at you, you know, as you like seeing it or whatever.
I'm imagining like a cartoon, like a he's like winking at you, and he's okay. Like, hey.
So like the tuna guy, like the, you know, like the Charlie
tuna. Yeah, the Starkist tuna. Yeah. Yeah. That guy.
So like that, but a trout.
Yes.
What about that, have you ever seen that like movie where the guy turns out into a fish? It's like Mr. something or other. I don't remember what it's called. It was made in like the '50s or something. Anyway, a guy turns into a fish and he becomes like a cartoon fish. That, and I imagine something like that. You know what I mean?
It's like Animorphs, but with trout.
Sure. So, yeah. There's some trout on the ice cream. Oh, he's so it's an anthropomorphized kind of trout. Like he's standing up on his flippers or whatever.
Yeah, do you remember those Animorphs novels
from when
you were kids? So there would be like a picture of their target audience, which I guess is just like it's like a kid.
And it's morphing.
And it's morphing into a trout.
And the like end the of it, but the end of it is like an upright trout. Like he's standing up and it's like winking at
you. Yeah, and he's like winking at you.
And then
And he has a top hat.
And he has a top hat and a monocle. But hold on.
Yes.
He's holding a fishing line with a trout on it.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. See?
The message is that if you eat the ice cream, you'll gain the superpowers of a trout.
Yes. And then you'll never want to eat the ice cream again. Yeah, but I think it would sell for a little while. Ben and Jerry's presents the trout. It would need like a better name than just trout ice cream. Trout cream. Something like that. What's so funny?
Trout cream doesn't sound good.
Exactly. No word combination with trout and ice cream is going to sound good. So I think trout cream.
Rowdy trout.
Rowdy trouty.
Yeah, rowdy trouty ice cream. Because he's like rowdy. He has a cowboy hat.
Right? He's a lasso, yes. And he's riding on a trout.
Yes. It works.
Rowdy. And that's why it's rowdy because it has like Tabasco in it too.
Yeah.
So we got like this Western kind of, you know, Southern kind of thing going on.
That's perfect.
Ben and Jerry's rowdy trouty. Oh my god. Alright. you wanna do one more question and then call it a day?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Oh, can't get over rowdy trouty. Okay. This might be too quick. Reddit, you are now half of an 80s, 90s buddy cop duo with an animal. What animal is your partner? What is the clever title for your buddy cop movie? Would you be with Rowdy Trouty? That's your buddy cop movie.
I think there would be a lot of limitations on Rowdy Trouty as a buddy cop.
You would have to carry him around in like a fishbowl.
Yeah.
He could like dive out and like smack the perp though, like with his tail.
So he has like a big attitude and he swims out of his tank sometimes and like crashes into things.
I imagine he has like a big like Western mustache now.
Yeah.
He like crashes into glass.
Yeah, he has like a really thick, deep Southern voice. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey.
It's kind of like a Big Mouse Billy Bass, but he's a trout.
But he's rowdier.
No, I know. I know he's rowdier. Yeah. He's kind of like... It's kind of like in Lethal Weapon, you know, like Riggs, like he's kind of off the rails, you know, a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's like that.
Yes.
And then the other person is more, you know, older and kind of wiser and more neutral, you know.
And there needs to be that classic scene when they're driving along and they can't decide on what music to listen to.
Yeah.
So the more... Conservative sort of, you know, guy
like
wants
adult
to listen.
Contemporary or something.
Yeah, and the Rowdy Trout wants to listen to some Keith Richards or something.
Something edgier, right?
Yeah, I can't think of like what an edgy Rowdy Trout would listen to.
He would listen to like Cotton Eye Joe or whatever.
That's not a good song.
I know, but that's all he listens to. Like that's his like theme song. song. And he dances to it by, like, flopping in the car seat. That's all he wants to listen to. It gets him pumped, you know?
Yeah.
Ready for adventures. Oh, my God. All right. Well, anything else we want to touch on before we wrap this episode up? Wow, this has been a long episode. I thought we were going to do a short one, but I think the 20 minutes of whatever the hell we did in the beginning really, really added to it.
Hopefully that was even somewhat entertaining to someone.
I think it was worth it, right?
Yeah, I mean, at least we know we can do a live broadcast later. Okay,
so we're going to try to do it later. We'll tweet about it, right?
Yeah.
So we'll let our audience, of the little that there is, know before we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this has been the Tybet Show, episode 17, Prime, is that right?
Yeah, episode 17, Prime.
I'm Timacious.
And I'm Batsnacks.
And remember, when you are mad...
Do it like Dad?
Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Oh, you switched it up.
I did. Good night, everybody.
All right, thank you for listening.
All right, I'm stopping now.